got the sun over my head, and the moon ain't been nothing but a long, lonesome friend. When I think of all the miles behind the sky that's up ahead, I think it's time to get on the road again. There's wood beside the fire. Come on, come on, like a moth into the flame. Oh, my heart commands my lungs and hands, and it beats for what it chases. And I think it's time to get on the road again. I think it's time to get on the road again. I think it's time to get on.
Electrolux man in my folding bed. Well, it shot through the window, broke out the glass. I never seen a vacuum salesman run so fast. He's on the road again.
Charge the phone.
Well, call the police. We're on the road again. He's on the road again.
Charge the phone.
Well, call the police. He's on the road again. Play. Check. When he done read it, he hit the deck. Took off our shoes and we snuck out the back. Sun coming up, we were making track. We're on the road again.
Charge your phone.
We'll call the police. We're on the road again. We're on the road again.
Charge your phone.
Yeah, call the police. We're on the road again.
The Juggernaut Jug Band and On the Road Again, another song of the same name, but not the same song, called On the Road Again. Before that, from the Brother Brothers, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where Tom Bainey also gets a Saturday Light Brigade charge, as well as Sue Faust, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Spring forward, fall back.
Remind your clocks, go ahead.
Well, you can do it 'cause you got the night.
1 hour.
Spring forward.
Tonight. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in just a moment. It did snow overnight. Take care. You might need to allow a little extra time today as you get ready to face the day.
Oh, it's all a jolly soldier that lately came from war. He loved a fair young damsel, a damsel so fair, and her fortune was so great that it could scarcely be told. And she loved the jolly soldier boy because he was so bold. Oh, then cried the lady, I fain would be your wife. But my father, he is cruel, and he'd surely take me life. He threw out a sword and pistol, and he hung them by his side. And he swore that he would marry her, and that's what would be tied. So they went and they got married, and as they were coming home, they met with her old father and seven armed men. Let us flee, cried the lady, for we surely will be slain. Fear nothing, my dear charmer, the soldier cried again. Then up came the old man and unto her did say, it's for your disobedience to me this very day. Since you have been so mean as to be a soldier's wife, down in this lonesome valley I will surely take your life. Oh, now, cried the soldier, I do not like your prattle, for although I am a bridegroom, I am well prepared for battle. He drew out the sword and pistol, and he caused them for to roar, and the lady held the bridle while the soldier battled sore. The second one he came to, he served him just the same. Let us flee, cried the others, for we surely will be slain. Fight on, my dear charmer, the lady cried again. Stay your hand, cried the old man, you make me blood run cold. And you shall have me daughter and 5,000 pounds in gold. The fight on, cried the lady, for his offer is too small. Stay your hand, cried the old man, and you shall have it all. So he's taken them both home, and he's made them both his heirs. And it wasn't out of love, but it was from dread and fear. For there never was a soldier ever carried a gun who would ever flinch or budge an inch till a battle he had won. So don't despise a soldier just because he's poor. He's as happy on the battlefield as at the barrack door. For they are the lads to be jovial, brisk and free, and they'll fight for their pretty girls, for rights and liberty.
Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. Their 1976 album has been reissued, originally on Mulligan Records, now on Compass Records. They're a medley of the Jolly Soldier and the Blarney Pilgrim. The Saturday Light Brigade, our crossword puzzle of the air, gives you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Good morning to Mike and family and Mars. Good to have you tune in. Also, hello to Holly in Oakland. And to Tom and McCandless, and to Lambertine Pudge up early this morning. Our crossword puzzle of the air answer today only has six letters, just six. The clue is tap. The fourth letter is C. The clue is tap. The fourth letter is C. Six letters altogether. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's our crossword puzzle of the air. Last week, we were playing Guess Who. The initials were PC. We were looking for Patsy Cline. People continued to guess on Facebook, and maybe you were one of them. There were some absolutely amazing guesses. Perry Cox, a fictitious character, and also Pete Campbell, another fictitious character. Do you know who either of those characters are? They both are from TV shows. If you know, let us know. We'll give you an extra Saturday Light Brigade charge. I thought those were amazing guesses. Tim O'Brien now, with a beautiful contemporary song in the Irish tradition. Colleen Malone performed live here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
10 years and three since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills lush and green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill of a book in the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone.
Far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen Malone.
Thank you.
take a wife. I will live in this valley alone. Planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my Colleen along.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen alone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my Colleen alone.
Said I've been talking to the Lord over in the lion's den.
Good morning, Daniel, where have you been?
He said I've been walking with the Lord over in the lion's den. Yeah, the last time I saw Daniel, he had a big smile on. He was singing something, Lord, it was a strutting through downtown Babylon. And I said,
good morning, Daniel, where have you been?
He said, I've been talking to the Lord over in the lion's den. He said, I served King Darius, and I was loyal to the core. But some evil men, they tried to do me in, 'cause I was praying to the Lord. So they threw me to the lions, but God was in that place. And I ain't bragging, but they got their tails a-wagging, and one of them licked my face like he was saying,
good morning, Daniel, where have you been?
Said I've been talking to the Lord. And those evil men, they threw them fellas in, and the lions licked their chops. And then appeared the angel, likened to the Son of Man. He shined so bright with a heavenly light, and then he took my hand and said,
good morning, Daniel, where have you been?
Said I've been talking to the Lord over in the lion's den.
Good morning, Daniel, where have you been?
He said I've been walking with the Lord over in the lion's den. Yeah, he said I've been talking to the Lord over in the lion's den.
Saturday Light Brigade there. You've got Jefferson Ross. And good morning, Daniel. And you also heard Hot Rods, Tim O'Brien singing Colleen Malone, that from a live album called So Long of a Journey, live at the Boulder Theater. Sometimes it's the simplest and shortest of puzzles that can end up being stumpers. So far, just two correct answers to our crossword puzzle of the air. The clue is tap. Six letters. The fourth letter is C. The fifth letter is E. The clue is tap, six letters, fourth letter C, fifth letter E. A correct answer coming in from Tommy in Richmond. And we also had a guess of dancer, a great guess from Zach in Pittsburgh, but it's not dancer. Tom in McCandless has the correct answer. We'll give you just another minute or so to take a guess if you care to. 412-200-5975. And while we have a moment, Perry Cox, I mentioned earlier, that was Dr. Cox on the TV show Scrubs. Perry was his first name, the very acerbic, sarcastic, cynical Dr. Cox. And Pete Campbell was the sniveling office lackey, well, some would say the backstabbing, ladder-climbing Pete Campbell. How could you tell he was amidst a lot of them on Mad Men, the show Mad Men? And those were great guesses from Guess Who last week, where listeners continued playing after the program, which is always a lot of fun. Make sure you follow our Facebook page at SLB Radio. We're also on Instagram or IG, as the kids say. And you can follow us on Twitter, too, at SLB Radio. I'd like to give credit. It was Beth McCarran who mentioned Pete Campbell as a guest. Also, Paul Cezanne was one that came in after we were off the air from Mike Melnick. And Paul Coffey from Bill Diskin. Perry Cox came from Jennifer Handke. Great guesses. We're not playing last week's Guess Who game right now. What we are playing is this week's crossword puzzle of the air. Ty in Squirrel Hill. Good morning, Ty. We got the correct answer. You got the correct answer. Zach, you'll realize it in just a moment. Gina in Greenfield got it. Nice to hear from you, Gina. Oh, Zach, you got it. You did get it. Well done. Stu and McCandless came up with the correct answer as well. I mentioned Tommy in Richmond, and here comes Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty well all together. How do things look like out your way? I think we had maybe 4 or 5 inches of snow here in the city.
Well, I got up at 4 o'clock and I cleaned my driveway, and I'd say I had 4 inches in the driveway then. And then now it's really coming down. I'm not sure if it's because the wind's blowing a lot or if it's really more snow coming down.
Wow.
It's hard to see out, you know, I mean, like, I wouldn't say it's a whiteout, but it's getting close to that right now.
I have to say, when I went to sleep last night, it wasn't snowing yet, and that was... Oh, probably 10:30 or so. And I was thinking, yeah, I don't think we're going to have too much. And I was surprised when I got up and looked outside of the window. There was quite a bit.
Well, I think I woke up around, might have been 10:45, and I looked out the window and my neighbor's roof was covered with snow.
Wow. Well,
so, and I'm sure that was around that time. I just can't remember exactly. So
the St. Patrick's Day parade is still on. Nothing's going to stop that, but there have been a number of other delays, so folks might want to call or pay attention to those sorts of things. I know There are a lot of happy teenagers right now because the SATs scheduled to be given today have been postponed in many places. You should check to be sure. Either happy or unhappy. I would probably have been unhappy because I would have wanted to get them over with. But
right.
they've been postponed.
Do they still use pencils? Or do they do it all on the computer?
I think they're primarily computerized now, if not entirely computerized.
Right.
But that's a good question. You knew the correct answer. We just gave you the clue. Tap, my favorite incorrect guess was dancer coming in from Zach. He eventually came up with the right word, but dancer's great because it fit. The fourth letter C, the fifth letter E.
Well, I had two things came to my mind. First, it was Farrah Fawcett, and I wasn't sure if it was her. I'm not sure if her last name has an extra T on it or not.
I think it does.
Okay. Then I decided it was regular old Spigot Fawcett.
The regular, yes, the Spigot Fawcett, and that's exactly right, Fawcett. The word we're looking for.
So, have you ever heard of the Eternal Tap?
I have. We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago because when I was crowned the king of the Northside Mardi Gras, one of the sponsors was the home of the Eternal Tap in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. I assume that's the one you're talking about.
Right, right, right.
And that's
I don't know if it still existed or not. With all the new rules they have, you know?
Well, that's a good question. We're talking about the place where Straub beer is brewed in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, and there presumably still is a tap that kind of is always bubbling over with Straub. And it probably is regulated or cordoned off in a certain way, I would think.
Well, I was there, I don't know how many years ago, and it was working then. But what was strange about the brewery was you drove through like a kind of like a residential area in the kind of edge of town, and all of a sudden there was the brewery.
Yes. Well, there's two things St. Mary's is known for, carbon and activated carbon. The Straw Brewery, and lots of good people too. But
or you could say carbonated water.
But they
you
are.
Know what else?
What else?
They're the last. I think they're the last brewery, maybe in Pennsylvania, maybe in the United States, that still has returnable bottles.
Is that right? Interesting.
Yeah, the 16-ounce returnable bottles, and they raised the what do you call it? The deposit. I remember it was like $1.50, and now it's like something like $5 because people would get the bottles and they wouldn't return them.
Not $5 per case, maybe not per bottle. I hope.
No, per case. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
returnable bottles are something I sometimes think we should bring back. There probably is not a good reason not to do it, but.
Yeah, well, it helped start my college fund, so to speak, when I was 9 years old.
And that's where all my bubble gum came from when I was that age. I can remember. I can't believe, you know, we sound like I'm talking about another era here. You'd return a bottle of Coke or Pepsi and get a penny or two for that bottle and feel like you were the richest person in the world. Well done with Fawcett.
Okay.
Thank you. And congratulations to you if you came up with Fawcett. That's the tap that we were looking for this morning. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue in about 10 minutes. I think I got everybody acknowledged that came up with the correct answer. A quick note that clocks spring ahead an hour before you go to bed this evening, officially, at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. But most folks will do it before you go to bed, which might be after or before that time, but we do spring ahead this weekend. And also, if you're just getting up, a reminder that there was quite a bit of snow overnight. 4 or 5 inches in the Pittsburgh area, so do take care. Malvina Reynolds now.
The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. You can't ask the landlord to put in the washer. He'd rather you'd move than to put in a washer. The faucets are dripping, they sound in my ears. The tap in the bathroom's been running for years. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. There's a wild streak of green in the sink in the kitchen. It comes from the rill trickling out of the plumbing. The streams from the mountains, the pools from the lee, all run from my faucet and down to the sea. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. You can't ask the landlord to put in a washer. You can't ask the landlord to mend the old stairs. He takes in the rents and he lives in Miami, where faucets don't drip and there's sun everywhere. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. The faucets are dripping, the landlord's content. With every new tenant, he raises the rent. The buildings can crumble, the tenants can cry. There's a shortage of housing, you'll live there or die. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York. They're building some buildings and fine city centers. It's sure working hell with the low-income renters. They're jammed into rooms with the rat and the fly, where the faucets all drip and the floors never dry. The faucets are dripping in old New York City. The faucets are dripping, and oh, what a pity. The reservoir's drying because it's supplying the faucets that drip in New York.
The great Malvina Reynolds at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations from SLB Radio Productions.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from Painted Glen and down Mountain's Eye. summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. It's you, must go and I must back. But come ye back when summer's in a meadow. Oh, when a valley is hushed in white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And if you come, well, all the flowers are dying. And I am dead, as dead I may well be. You come and find place where I am lying, and even say an of it there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my dreams will warmer, sweeter be. If you not fail, tell me that you love me. I'll simply sleep in peace until you come to me. Come on, Danny boy.
St. James Gate at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our high clue is coming up in just a moment. But first, a Black History Month feature. Pardon me, a Woman's History Month feature. Here at SLB, we have Women's History Month features twice during every program. And we begin with a woman from the Hill District on today's program. Her name is Diamante Walker. She was interviewed by girls trained under a program we call Girl Talk. And here you'll hear her talk a little bit about her life. You'll also hear advice that she has for other folks.
My name is Diamante Walker. My connection to the Hill District neighborhood, I think, runs relatively deep. My family migrated to Pittsburgh from the South back in the late 1800s, and they came here to the Hill District, and we've been here ever since. So a couple of centuries worth of influence happening in this particular neighborhood. I grew up in the neighborhood. When I was in a position to purchase a home, I decided to buy in the neighborhood because I wanted to be a part of its redevelopment. Grew up during a time when there was a lot of gang violence and gun violence. I come from a very humble background, so I've had to work really hard to educate myself and to live my life on my terms that's not predestined by where I grew up and where I come from, but by my gifts, my talents, and what it is that I have to offer. Growing up in the Hill District, at the time, I don't think I knew that we were poor, so supportive. It wasn't until I got a little bit older that I said, oh, so, you know, people live a little bit differently than we do. Growing up in a neighborhood where you don't see doctors and lawyers and, you know, and politically well-connected people, you may be lacking in role models in that respect. And so I've been very fortunate to have people in my life who were able to be strong role models for me, to give me something to aspire to. I've only ever really lived in the Hill District as a child. I think I went to some of the best public schools in the city. At the time, the neighborhood schools were really strong. I was a part of the gifted program, which did a lot to help me, you know, get a strong educational foundation. Grew up with, you know, my family, my brother, my sister, and a host of friends. The Hill District was our playground. Right out of high school, I went right to work. I worked for Xerox Corporation, which was a really good job for me at the time. I was very young, probably 18 or 19 years old, and really wasn't sure what I wanted to go to college for. So I started developing my corporate career. And once I had a better understanding of what I thought my niche might be, I decided to go back to school. And proud to say that I started at community college, Allegheny County, and got an associate's degree from there. And now I have a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's in management and leadership from Western Governors University. So my college experience has been sort of done while working as a working adult. And I'm a lifelong learner. And so I believe that if we're not learning, we're essentially disintegrating, like we're not living up to our fullest potential. So I'm always trying to learn something new, not just books, not just college, but I learn from young people. I learn from old people. I learn from any experience that I think is going to make me a better person and give me something to pass on to other people while I'm in the process. Early on in my career, I really tried to build a certain level of experience and acumen and really worked on skills development and really mastering information technology, like really understanding how to use Microsoft Word and how to set up processes and make organizations more efficient. I firmly believed that if I could pair a certain level of experience with pedigree, I'd make myself a really competitive candidate when it came to interviewing for jobs. My sort of baseline career was built in the legal field, in the legal environment, working in law firms and corporate and working at banks. So I learned a lot from that. And then most recently, I had worked in the for-profit education sector. It was a very tough environment to work in because it has a lot of regulations around it. But they invested in my training. They invested in my education. It was a really good experience. And then going from for-profit to a nonprofit environment. So I spent some time working in my community at the Hill Community Development Corporation. And then now I work for the Urban Redevelopment Authority. So all of those experiences have kind of culminated into allowing me to take a leadership role in what's happening in the equitable development of businesses here in Pittsburgh. You got to think of yourself bigger than race and bigger than gender. You've really got to live your life based on your humanity, and don't ever let anybody marginalize or strip you of that because you're a certain race or a certain gender. I don't like to debate race because I think that when you want to talk about race, what you really want to debate is how human am I, and I'm not going to have that conversation with people. I encourage young people to be very confident in who you are, to understand that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and bring that and put that out into the world in a positive way. you are valuable to the system, even though there's a lot of things out there that say they hate black people. They, like, don't allow that to be your guiding compass in life. As African Americans, we make a lot of contributions to this society, and I think that we have to look for opportunities to be valued and appreciated as much as we're aware of the things that try to disenfranchise us. So just don't get so bogged down in being disenfranchised that you're not able to really activate your full potential.
That's Diamante Walker. And listen for it, Women's History Month features at 7 and 10 o'clock every week here on the Saturday Light Brigade and throughout the month at our social media sites, Instagram and Facebook at SLB Radio.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, now it's time for this morning's high clue. 17 syllables, one answer. Are you ready? I'm very curious to see if you're able to solve today's high clue. And we'll have it for you in just a moment. Once known for things like clams under an orange roof, hot dogs, ice cream, too. Once again, here is today's high clue. Once known for things like clams under an orange roof, hot dogs, ice cream, too. 412-200-5975. 17 syllables, one answer. That's this morning's high clue. I'll share it with you one more time. Good morning to Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. Larry, I think I do have the artist you requested, and I'll take a look for that. Once again, our high clue this morning is as follows. Once known for things like clams under an orange roof, hot dogs, ice cream, too. 412-200-5975. Good luck. St. Patrick's Day parade is on. And if you happen to be assembling, getting ready to march in the parade, maybe listening to us on your phone or in the car, heading over, let us know. Feel free to call us. You can give us an on-the-scene report, an on-the-scene report, I dare say, at 412-200-5975. And once again, our high clue, once known for things like clams under an orange roof, hot dogs, ice cream, 412-200-5975. We'll have the correct answer soon. Larry in Elwood City writes that they're on their way in to see the Ireland IMAX film that's playing in the city. And they also mentioned that the Kelly Strayhorn is hosting L'Event du Nord tonight. They wanted to know if we had any music. Larry did for him and Van from the band. Indeed we do. This song is called Americois.
Jeune nation comme les premières à voyager sur les rivières, s'approprier les tours hivers, monter le fleuve jusqu'à ses mains.
S'approprier les tours hivers, monter le fleuve jusqu'à ses mains.
Mississippi, enjeu de guerre et grande paix avec nos frères. Américois, gens du voyage, Québec adore, en métissage de nos amours. Et nos chants du paysage. C'est une histoire. On partait au bois avec d'ici.
C'est une histoire où les bûcherons partaient au bois avec d'ici.
Revenant à la belle saison, réponse en poche à leurs questions. Ils allaient bien ouvrir le nord, fonder des villes, garder des forts.
Ils allaient bien ouvrir le nord, fonder des villes, garder des forts.
Canons volant dans le ciel noir, à s'imprégner du territoire.
Américois, gens du voyage, Québec un an, métissage
de nos amours, de nos courages, marquer nos chants du paysage. Marquer nos chants du paysage.
Americois from L'Event du Nord. Or L'Event du Nord. Requested by Larry and Van in Elwood City, and thank you for doing so. I don't want her to hold for any longer, so Shirley is about to solve today's high clue. Hello, Shirley.
High clue. Howard Johnson's.
Howard Johnson's.
I remember going under the orange roof and having a clam roll. And I had ice cream there, too.
Did you have a favorite favorite flavor?
The 50s and 60s. Early. I remember I could afford a clam roll as a treat.
Did you have a favorite flavor of Howard Johnson's ice cream?
Chocolate, I guess.
Chocolate. That's the kind of question that gets asked because you want to answer it. For me, it was peppermint stick. That was the favorite thing in the world, was the pink peppermint stick ice cream with the real bits of peppermint in it.
Wow.
Which I don't...
Well, I'm a sad person this morning because I'm supposed to be up at Duquesne University at the Northern Appalachian Writers Conference.
Aww.
It's their first conference up there, and I was supposed to do a poetry reading and workshop this morning, and I just can't get up off this hill and drive in there this morning. Ricky said you were all right driving in, but I'm leery of it. I'm up here on this brick street and this steep hill.
Well, you're not alone, and I think you're probably making the right decision because it is slippery today, and there's quite a bit of snow for an overnight. I mean, 3 to 5 inches, and it's still coming down.
Yeah, I have a good 5 inches out here, I'd say, and I'm looking at the bird feeder, and it has a hat on that's about 5 feet tall.
Wow.
But I feel very sad because this is their first conference, and I was thrilled to be invited to be the poet teaching doing a poetry reading and doing a workshop for them, and I had an activity planned, and I practiced all my poems, so I'm sorry not to be there. I guess there'll be some people there because they will stay overnight in the motel up there, and I feel sorry for the St. Patrick's Day people standing out in the streets of Pittsburgh this morning.
Yeah, if only they had some way to stay warm. But they'll probably find out.
Okay, well, have a good day. Enjoy the luck of the Irish.
Thanks, Shirley. We've been on the air. In fact, we began on St. Patrick's Day. It was March 18th, 1978. So we'll be entering our 45th year this time next week, and we've been through a lot of St. Patrick's Day parades together, and there's not much that'll stop a St. Patrick's Day parade, and it steps off today at 10 o'clock. Once known for things like clams under an orange roof, hot dogs, ice cream too, is the high clue, and a lot of correct answers coming in. Let me acknowledge a few more. Ty and Squirrel Hill had it. Tommy in Virginia came up with the correct answer. John in Baden knew it was Hojo's. His answer said, hashtag showing my age, hashtag so very old. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania knew it was Howard Johnson's. Zach had a guess of the boardwalk, and indeed, that makes sense. But we were looking for that orange roof of Howard Johnson's. John and Carrick had it. Also, Larry in Elwood City, who mentioned stopping there many a times on their way to Florida growing up. Howard Johnson's is it. Congratulations to you if you came up with Howard Johnson's, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in our next hour, Howard Johnson's does bring back some memories, doesn't it? Now it's our pleasure to introduce you to Nicholas Yon, who is at the Northland Public Library. They are doing something pretty cool for Women's History Month. It's a special virtual presentation, Notable Women of the Keystone State. Hello, Nicholas. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you here. This is going to be coming up on March 16th, this coming Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about the program, how it came together, and who folks can learn about.
Sure. So, you know, to celebrate Women's History Month, we partnered with Northern Tier Regional Library and Shaler North Hills Library, and we'll be presenting, as you mentioned, Notable Women of the Keystone State. The program is on March 16th at 6 p.m. It is a virtual program, and it's put on by one of our RAD partners, the Hines History Center. The program will focus on women from the Keystone State who have made notable contributions to history in the last 200 years, and it runs the gamut from Nellie Bly to Rachel Carson, Daisy Lampkin, even Swin Cash, who is obviously local to Pittsburgh as well. So it's really an opportunity to celebrate Women's History Month and to discuss the impact that these women had on the Keystone State and history in general.
Anybody can participate in this, I would imagine. That's what's nice. We've learned about virtual events. Do you need to make a reservation in advance to help control capacity, or can you just show up?
Sure. So being that we, you know, this is a virtual program, the amazing thing is it can, anybody, you know, with an internet connection can connect to the program. Registration is required. If you go to our website, which is northlandlibrary.org, click on our events calendar, and you'll scroll down to March 16th. You will find the program. Click on there to register, and you'll be off and ready to go. And again, the program is Wednesday, March 16th. It's at 6 p.m. It will probably be around an hour long, so it'll be from around 6 to 7 p.m. So we do want folks to register for that program.
One of the things I'm sure that will be fun is as you sort of get your as your appetite gets whetted for learning about some of these women, I'm sure the library will have books to recommend if you want to learn more about the women that you're showcasing. Would that be a good assumption?
That's a fantastic point, Larry. Yeah. So the amazing thing is we're able to take the information that's learned in this program, and not just this program, but any program that's put on by the library system, you know, and we'll have curated display books with suggested reads celebrating Women's History Month, not only on the women that will be present and discussed in this program, but just in general. So we currently at Northland, we have several book displays up that do celebrate Women's History Month. And it's a great mix of books from nonfiction to biographies to just books written by some amazing authors. So to be able to have that parallel from what you're learning in the program to coming to the library, and we always encourage folks to come to the library and check out those resources, they'll be able to learn 365 days a year about the impact that women have had on the history of the United States and the world.
And Northland Library is on, don't tell me, I should know this, is it on Cumberland? Tell me the street it's on.
Correct, you're correct. It's okay. On Cumberland Drive. We're in McCandless.
Right.
So we're right between Route 19 and McKnight Road, right by North Allegheny Intermediate School, Carson Middle School, and McKnight Elementary School. So we're right in that corridor between McKnight Road and Route 19.
I had I was going to say I stumbled on the road name because I always say the road that the library is on.
But yeah. So yeah, and the great thing is, one of the things I did want to make sure that I mentioned is the library system in Allegheny County. So all of the libraries are connected through the Allegheny County Library Association. So Northland is the second largest library in the county, and we have a number of resources that we share with other libraries and vice versa. So if there's a resource, a specific book that a patron notices on the online catalog and it's not in Northland's collection, you can order it and have it and pick it up at Northland. We'll get it from any other library in the county. So we share resources, programming, as well as books from our collection as well. So when you think of the library system in Allegheny County, yes, it's individual libraries, but we have the power of collaboration. All the libraries in the county work together to provide the best resources and materials to all patrons throughout the county.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And last night I was looking for a book that a friend of mine recommended, and all I did was I got on Libby, one of the apps that connects to the library, and now I'm reading it. It was just that easy. So whether you stop in or use library services remotely, we're very fortunate in this area to have such a great library system. Thanks,
yeah,
Nicholas. Oh, go ahead. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I think that's a fantastic point, is we're not just physical materials. If you have a library card, you have access to a number of online resources where you can download digital books, audiobooks, ebooks. Libby is a fantastic app. So I encourage everyone to visit your library, whether it's in person or virtually. So,
yeah, it's terrific. Thank you so much. And this coming Wednesday, the 16th, 6 o'clock, registration required, Northland Public Library, Notable Women of the Keystone State. Thanks, Nicholas.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Oh, the little boats are gone from the breast of Hanalei. The ferryman is stranded on the quay. Should the Dublin docks are dying and a way of life is gone, and Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry bends sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
It's the only job I knew. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, I've forgotten even now. And it's over, Molly, over, can't you see?
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Now I'll tend the yard, and I'll spend the days in talking, and hear them whisper, Charlie's on the dole. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owns me heart and soul.
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, and kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, and kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Guaranteed Irish here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The song, The Ferryman. Don't forget clocks spring forward this weekend. Officially at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, it will become 3 a.m. Last hour, we mentioned Howard Johnson's, and I wanted to share something else with you that I thought you would find of interest. This from the Washington Post.